What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets powered by FCN. I'm your host, Chris Meany. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to hang out with us. Championship Sunday here in the NFL, episode 25 of Mean Streets, the Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson episode, Dale Anderchuk for you hockey fans out there, Richard Sherman, Jamal Charles, former Chief, Rock 25. Man, he was good, wasn't he? LeSean McCoy, part of three of these four teams. Well, I mean, former Bill, right? Former Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chief from last season. Didn't see a whole lot of him this year, did we, with the Bucs? But he is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So three of four, LeSean McCoy rocked 25. And a shout-out to Chris Boucher, not a Raptors guy, but he's having a heck of a breakout season for the Toronto Raptors. Rocks 25 on the hard court. So championship week, man, four great teams, four great quarterbacks. Hopefully two good games. I think we'll see two good games. I got some picks, some props. I will be live at ftndaily.com with my guy Elliot Chris and my other guy Derek Brown. We've been together for the past couple of weeks just breaking down the NFL games from a DFS perspective. We'll have some picks and some props in there too. I'll put the guys on the spot and get some picks out of them. But it is a DFS show, so check us out, 3 Eastern. We will be going live. Actually, 2 Eastern, my bad. 2 Eastern. I'm on the East Coast here, Atlantic Standard Time. It's a whole other world. 3 o'clock for me, 2 Eastern for everybody else. So here we go. Got some picks, as I mentioned, some props. Going to break down these games just a little bit. I won't spend too much time here. I'm not going to go through the money line, the spreads, and the totals, the parlays, the teasers. We're getting pretty thin here. It's tough to parlay a lot of these props together, two for two. I mean, if your book allows you to do multiple in one game, then good for you. I mean, I'm jealous because none of my books will allow me to do that. And it just correlates so well. Just give me all the overs today. There are a couple of unders that I do like for sure. So last week, 2-1 against the spread, 2-1 money line, 1-2 totals. Did not get the parlay, did not get the teaser. Surprise, surprise. I just put too many on there. Can't get it. Baltimore just really screwed me. I had the under in that game, but I had Baltimore tease them. The pick six was the difference, was the turning point. Lamar Jackson left late in that game. There's no hope. It was all over. Credit to the Bills. They got it done. Fun team. In my heart, I'm rooting for the Bills today, and I'm rooting for the Bucks. But I am not picking with my heart. So I'll give you those picks in a little bit. But 117.87 on this show, 48.2 units, not bad. 40-plus units over at ftnbets.com. If you're just late to the party, we will be doing bets all the way up to the Super Bowl. Heck, I'm sure somebody will do some Pro Bowl or I don't even know, man. Like, I'm sure there's props, right? I mean, there's got to be some Pro Bowl props out there. I probably won't get involved, but everyone is just crushing it over at ftnbets.com, and that was why I brought up the Pro Bowl, because it will get you all of the picks if you want to join the party over at ftnbets.com. Okay, so today, let's start with Tampa and Green Bay. It just so happens that both teams have played each other, right? Like Tampa, Green Bay, they played each other week 6. KC Buffalo just happening to play each other week 6. So rematches for both games. We'll start with Tampa and Green Bay. The Packers favored by 3.5, 52.5 the total here. Brady's coming in hot. Rodgers hot as well. Both teams coming in real nice, right? Winning streaks across the board. Brady has thrown 2 or more touchdowns in 9 straight games, going 300 yards in 5 of his past 6. If he wins this game today, it will be his 10th Super Bowl appearance. 10. Crazy. And that's kind of why I'm rooting for him. Not the fact that it'll be 10, but, you know, he's on a new team and a lot of people doubted him. He's a little bit older and there's still been doubts throughout the year that he's looked brutal, can't throw deep, can't handle pressure. All that stuff is true, the pressure more so than throwing deep. But I think it's a cool story. Joins a new team, faced Breeze last week for the first time in the playoffs. Now he got to face Rodgers for the first time in the playoffs. So this is an exciting matchup. Week 6 didn't go well for Aaron Rodgers. It was a 38-10 win for the Bucs. Rodgers was 16 for 35, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, threw a pick 6. The only game where he didn't throw a passing touchdown, the only game where he had more than one interception, he only had 5 all year. I went back and watched that game, week 6. Rodgers started pretty good. I mean, he marched down the field 80 yards. I believe they kick a field goal, marched down the field again, and a touchdown. I mean, they were up, I think they scored 10 points early on their two possessions. So, I mean, he moved the ball down the field pretty easily in that game. But he got tricked by a couple zone blitzes, a couple special packages that the Bucs drew up, and I don't know if he'll fall for those this time around. But the Bucs do have some players on defense who can make some plays, and you saw it last week against Drew Brees. Now, part of that was Brees, his arm not the best, right? Rodgers has been slinging it all year. He's the MVP. I think he'll make some adjustments. I think Green Bay will make some adjustments. But this was a game that did not go well for him. It was over early. And as I said, the Bucs were able to throw some things at him that he was not aware of. It took him by surprise. And he made some, and he had some costly turnovers. And the game was out of hand. I mean, Adams had 6 for 61. He's had three games all year without a touchdown. That was one of them. Aaron Jones did nothing on the ground, 10 for 15. Nobody has really done anything on the ground against Tampa Bay. I don't expect that to change today. Williams was 4 for 34. Brady, in that game, 17 for 27. Didn't have to do a whole lot. He did throw two touchdowns, 166 passing yards. Ronald Jones, 23 for 113. He had a big day. You can run on Green Bay. You can't run on Tampa. So advantage Tampa as they're coming in looking pretty good. You know, Jones is not 100% healthy. You could see that last week in some of his runs. Fournette has looked good in these couple playoff games, hasn't he? I think so. He's looked really nice. He's running over people. He's catching balls out of the backfield. Advantage Tampa Bay on the ground. And maybe advantage defense, right, for guys who can make some plays. Gronk, 5 for 78 with a touchdown in that game. Godwin, 5 for 48. Evans, 1 for 10. Jair Alexander shadowed Evans in that game. He doesn't typically shadow. I believe he'll shadow Evans today. No Antonio Brown. So as we get to some of my props in a little bit, I like Godwin. I like Gronk. I like Cameron Brate. I like Fournette to catch balls out of the backfield. It's going to be a little bit more of a balanced attack, but Brady's not going to see a lot of pressure. And when he doesn't see a lot of pressure, he's able to sit back in the pocket and throw and make some plays. Both of these quarterbacks, I don't think, will see a lot of pressure. I think they'll be able to throw the ball, and I think both will chuck, and I think both will have very successful days throwing the football. I think Green Bay wins the game. And this is the game that I've been back and forth on all week. And part of it is, I guess, my heart. I really do want to see Tampa Bay win. This is nothing against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. I just think they'll make some adjustments. I really do. I don't think the game will go the same way. Lambeau Field is a tough place to play. It's not like Brady hasn't played in the cold before. He can certainly handle Lambeau. There's some players on Tampa that have maybe they won't be able to handle Lambeau the same way that Brady certainly could. I just lean Green Bay. I like the fact that they have that shutdown corner in Jair Alexander. I think he's going to have his way with Mike Evans. And at the end of the day, I just think it's Rodgers at home winning this game, but by a field goal. I'm taking Tampa on the spread. That half point is the difference for me. I'm taking Tampa plus 3.5. You can tease them if you want, get them up to 10. I do think this is a field goal game. I think it comes down to whoever has the ball last. Typically, if it's Brady, it's game over for the opponent. But I'm going to lean with Aaron Rodgers here and Green Bay at home. I think that the difference really will be Davante Adams. And I know Adams is probably going to get double teamed, and he didn't have a phenomenal game here against Tampa Bay earlier in the year, but I think he is just a mismatch, right? He was up against Jalen Ramsey last week, and he had his way against Ramsey, arguably the best corner in football. But Jair, in my opinion, has played like the best corner in football. He's the difference. Davante Adams, the best wide receiver in football. Those two are the difference. I think both quarterbacks are great. I think Green Bay edges out Tampa Bay. I think it goes over. I got a 34-31 final for Green Bay here today. I buckle up. It's going to be fun. Buffalo and KC. The Chiefs, 3-point favorites, 54.5. Patrick Mahomes is cleared to play. He's good to go. I don't know how healthy that foot is. I think it is a little bit of a concern. Week 6 when these two teams played, it was a 26-17 win for Kansas City. Mahomes was 21 for 26, only 225 passing yards. He had two touchdowns. If you remember, the Chiefs ran all over Buffalo. And that is Buffalo's weakest spot, their run defense. Their offense is amazing. they're going to be able to keep up with the Chiefs. They're going to be able to score points. I'm not worried about Josh Allen. Josh Allen did not have a great game. He was 14 for 27 in that Week 6 matchup. He was 122 passing yards. That's what he had. Two touchdowns, one pick. Ran eight times for 42 yards. If you remember, he was dealing with a shoulder injury right around that time. It was like from Week 4 to maybe 7. There was a stretch there where that was basically his worst stretch. If you go look at the back of his football card for 2020, he did not look good during that stretch, and he was dealing with a shoulder injury. KC ran all over them, as I said. They had a season-high 245 rushing yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 26 for 161. It looks like he's going to play. His rushing prop is 34, I believe, 34.5. Vegas thinks he plays. I think he plays. I don't know how productive he's going to be. I think Darrell Williams is going to get some play. I think Lev Bell is going to get some play. But a season-high 241 rushing yards. Buffalo just sat back and said, listen, go ahead. You want to run on us? Run on us. Not letting Patrick Mahomes beat us over the top and throw the football all over us. And I think that's the same game plan that McDermott's going to have against his former guy. Like these two, he knows Andy Reid very well. Andy Reid knows him very well. These two have spent a lot of time together on coaching staffs against each other as well. I think he's going to play the same way. And Reid, I think, surprised McDermott a little bit in that matchup. Fine. And there was a stretch where KC, they were handling their business this way. Right? Usually, typically, they throw all over teams. They don't run a ton, right? Over the past couple years, they haven't been a team that's run a lot. Even Williams last year, Damian, who had some great games, certainly in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, didn't have a lot of games where he was running the rock quite a bit. I mean, they were just throwing. The offensive line was not phenomenal. But, I mean, KC was, I think Reed's game plan was, all right, if you're just going to let us run, we're going to run. I don't know how much success they're going to have running the football. I don't know how healthy Clyde Edwards-Helaire is. And like I said, I don't know how healthy Patrick Mahomes' foot is. But when you just have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and it looks like Sammy Watkins is going to come back, and DeMarcus Robinson led the team in with yards and catches, it's just he's not great, but he's just another weapon for these guys. I just think it's going to be tough to stop Mahomes with the game on the line. And that's my issue. I really like this Bills team. They're fun. They're on the rise. They're good. I think they've struggled at times against the Colts and the Ravens in these two playoff games, and I don't think you can afford to struggle at times. You can't have drives that stall. You can't be one-dimensional, and that's kind of what Buffalo is right now. I don't know how much they'll run. They hardly ran last week. They did nothing in the first half. They hardly called any run plays. I don't know. Singletary had, what, one carry in the first half, and then they ran the ball in the second half. Start the drive in the third quarter, the first drive in the third quarter, and they had success running the football. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think there's going to be some points scored, but I think Buffalo has to balance things out a little bit. They have to be able to run the football. And I lean KC and Patrick Mahomes. It's tough. Until I see it, and maybe that's a cop-out, but until I see this team lose, I can't pick against them. Yes, they start slow in a lot of games. Yeah, they haven't covered in 8 straight weeks. They haven't covered since playing the New York Jets in, I think, November. Right? They haven't covered big spreads. This is a field goal spread for Mahomes at home with Hill, with Kelce. Looks like Clyde Edwards-Helaire is back in the lineup. I'm going Chiefs. I'm uneasy about it, but that's how I feel about Kansas City. Until I see this team lose, last year too, they started slow against Houston. They started slow against Tennessee. They started slow in the Super Bowl against San Fran. It didn't matter. They just came back and they won. And last week they won as well without Mahomes. If Mahomes wasn't playing, it would be easy for me. Yeah, no disrespect to Chad Hattie. That was fun as hell last week, wasn't it? And Andy Reid with the stones. Like, that was just a great play call at the end. If it was Henny under center, I'd be picking Buffalo. The difference to me is Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if he's 75%. He's good enough to get it done. It's going to be a fun game. Both games are going to be fun. I think they both come down to the wire. I think they both go over the number. I got a 31-27 final for KC. I think both teams will, or both games will really come down to the last play of the game. It's going to be fun, guys. It really is. In that game, some more numbers for you. Kelce, 5 for 65. He had 2 touchdowns. He really is a difference maker. The Bills do struggle against tight ends, although they have played a little bit better recently since they've gotten some guys. Edmonds back in their lineup playing really good. Milano playing really good. These guys are their keys to Buffalo's defense. Hill didn't do a whole lot. He was 3 for 20. And I'm on the fence with his yardage prop, but I think he'll get there as a catch, his catch prop as we bring it, bring into some of the props here in a second. But Beasley was 4 for 45, one touchdown. He's not 100%. His 3.5 catch prop is, it's really juiced up, minus 167 in some spots. 4.5 is a little bit dicey for me, but I do feel like Josh Allen's going to chuck the ball 40 times in this game. I feel like they're one-dimensional right now. I don't know how much success they're going to have running the football. Maybe they'll surprise me with Singletary, but I would take the under on 10 carries for this guy today. I don't think he gets there. He had 10 for 32 in that first meeting. Diggs, 6 catches, 46 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's his floor game, right? That's his floor game. He's been unbelievable all year long. Let's bring up some props. So I am leaning Green Bay. I am leaning Kansas City. Those are my picks, but I will be picking Tampa Bay on the spread. As I said, that half point difference is enough for me. You want to tease these down. You want to be a coward like myself sometimes. You could tease them both down. You could tease both totals down. You get over 45 roughly on both. And then you could tease both spreads, and you basically at 10 points. I mean, I think that these both of these games are field goal games. So let's bring up some of the props, which I feel a little bit more comfortable with these props. This is how I'm treating today from a gambling standpoint on this championship Sunday. I am all over these props here today. So my favorite actually is not in order of what you see here on the board. My favorite prop is... It's Travis Kelce. He's not even on the board. Wake up. It's Tyreek Hill, 5.5 catches. My other one is Chris Godwin, 5.5 catches. That's where I would start. I think you can parlay both of those together. You could maybe just do single bets if you want. You can put both of those in with maybe game picks, totals, or maybe your book allows you to attack certain props in same games. So if Godwin gets to the 5.5, I think he gets to the 63.5. As I mentioned, Jaire Alexander, I mean, he only allowed Evans for the one catch last time these two teams played. He's a legit corner, and I think Godwin is just going to eat in the slot. He did fairly well in this matchup in week 6. I think he catches 7 or 8 balls in this game. I think that Brady is going to be able to sit back into the pocket, and he's going to have some time to throw the football. So my favorite is the 2 catches for Hill and for Godwin. And, you know, with Hill, yeah, if the Bills sit back and they play the same type of defense and you know, just dare the Chiefs to run the football rather than Mahomes throwing all over them, you know, the 74.5 yards may be tough, but they all add up, right? I mean, Hill can do so much. He's so explosive. There's so many ways that they can get him involved. I definitely think that he gets there with the catches. And if he does catch, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 passes, I think those yards will eventually creep up to the over. So my favorite is the Hill 5.5 catches and the Godwin 5.5 catches, and then the yards on Godwin. I do like the over on Hill. You know, Diggs probably seems a little high. That is high, 93.5. But as I mentioned, Josh Allen, I mean, this guy is just chucking. He's throwing. The run game just doesn't seem to be there with Buffalo. The running quarterback in this game is Josh Allen. I like his anytime rushing prop or anytime touchdown is plus 125. I like the over on his rushing yards at 37.5. I think he gets to 40. I know KC has done a decent job at eliminating quarterbacks to get those rushing yard props to hit the over on those. But Josh Allen is going to call his own number a couple times today. There's no question in my mind about that. But just looking at Stephon Diggs, like 93.5, this is a guy that gets there every single week. 106, 8 for 106 last week. Before that, 6 for 128. Miami, last game of the year, whatever, 7 for 76. He basically did that on the first couple drives of the game. New England, 9 for 145, 11 for 147 against Denver, 10 for 130 against Pitt, 10 for 92 against San Fran. Had the down game against the Chargers, still caught 7 balls, 39 yards. Before that, 10 for 93, 9 for 118, 6 for 92. It's easier for me to sit here and tell you what games Diggs did not get 94 receiving yards. He's had 105 of his past 6. Bills are going to throw. It's going to be a lot of points here. If Mahomes is going to throw and if Mahomes is going to be able to score points, Buffalo is going to have to keep up. So I like the over on the 93.5. Diggs has just been so damn consistent. It's the best 1-2 punch, arguably. Adams and Rodgers pretty good. It's the best 1-2 punch in the AFC. There's no question. It's been unbelievable all year, right? Diggs has led the league in targets, catches, and yards. He's been an absolute monster so far this season. Brait may shock a couple people over 2.5 catches, 26.5 receiving yards. I like that one as well. 130 yards in his last 2 weeks for Cameron Brait, 8 catches on 11 targets. He's had 4 grabs in each of his past 2 games. I mentioned Evans on Jair. I think, you know, with Antonio Brown out, I mean, this is stock up for Brait. It's stock up for Gronk. Gronk has been blocking a little bit more. You know, they played some teams where, you know, Washington is a team that can generate some pressure and get after you. Same deal with the Saints. No, Green Bay can get some pressure, but it's not the same. They don't dial up the pressure like Washington or the Saints. So I don't think Gronk's going to have to block as much. I think he's going to get involved. I've seen his catch prop at 2.5. There's a connection right now with Brady and with Brait, and there's certainly one in the past, and we've seen it at times this season with Gronk and Brady. And if you go back to, I think I rattled it off before, but yeah, Gronk, 5 catches in that week 6 matchup, 78 yards and a touchdown. He was involved. He didn't have to block as much. I feel the same. Like, Brait and Gronk are definitely in play this week. Both of their catch props are in play, over 2.5, and the receiving yards there for Brait over 2.5 as well. Yeah, Gronk is over 2.5 -125. So those are the props that I like. I think Brady may surprise some people today. I think he's going to chuck a lot. I think he gets up to over 300 passing yards. I think Allen gets up to over 300 passing yards as well. I just think this is going to be a fun day with a lot of passing. There's a couple other props I wanted to throw out. I'm off of MVS. I don't love that spot for MVS. I have a lot of respect for Jameel Dean. I think he's going to be on Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So if you want to take a shot on a different, because I do feel like Tampa's going to double team Adams and, you know, shadow him for sure. I still think Adams probably has a decent day. But Lazard may be a guy that you get involved with where Rodgers is trying to look other ways. Maybe Aaron Jones, receiving yards, catches out of the backfield, because I don't think he's going to have a lot of success running the football. Running backs have done really well catching the ball out of the backfield. Tampa's allowed the most catches to running backs so far this season. So Lazard, 45.5 receiving yards, 4 catches. If they do the same like zone blitzes and jumping routes, which some players on Tampa like to do, I mean, it could be costly for guys like Lazard. We saw his, you know, his big long touchdown catch last week. He's decent after the catch as well. So Lazard is the guy that I like more than MVS. I mentioned Allen's rushing prop, 37.5. I like that one as well. And Fournette, 22.5 receiving yards. I like what I've seen from Fournette over the past couple weeks. He's running hard. Yeah, he's tripping over his own feet. That's what he does. But he's looked real nice. He's looked fresh. He seems healthier than Jones right now, but I think both will be involved. And I won't touch the Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing prop, 34.5, but I do feel like if Buffalo's going to have the same game plan and KC's not going to be afraid to run the football. Guys, that's it. It's been fun. I'll be back in a couple weeks for Super Bowl. Lots of hockey shows coming up here on Mean Streets over the next little bit, and baseball previews as we dive into baseball season. So I will actually have a Mean Streets hockey episode a little bit later on, just taking a look at week 2 fantasy hockey pickups as well. So Green Bay, 34-31 final. Tampa against the spread, 31-27 KC against Buffalo. It's so weird, but I'm really rooting for Buffalo and Tampa Bay. I just didn't want to come in here and pick with my heart. It's just tough for me to go against Patrick Mahomes, or Aaron Rodgers right now at Lambeau, right? He's playing lights out. He's looking pretty good. Enjoy the football, guys. It's been a blast to hang out with you and talk football. Hopefully, land a couple more picks for you guys. Any questions, hit me up at Chris Meany. Leave a comment in the YouTube section. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hit the like button. Appreciate all your guys' support. Just enjoy the football. Sit back and watch 4 great quarterbacks. Brady against Rodgers, right? We're going to see this ever again. Maybe the one time only we're going to see this in the playoffs. It should be fun. Thanks, guys. Take care. Cheers.